Good morning. It's April 14th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is New Normal. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Matthew 4:19. I don't know about you, but I don't really care for that term, the new normal. As everyone's life is disrupted by the seemingly never-ending coronavirus pandemic, people have taken to calling the adjustments we have made the new normal. The word normal comes from the Latin normalis, which means made according to a square or perpendicular. Definitions include conforming to a standard, regular, usual, typical, ordinary, conventional, or in a medical context, healthy. I'm going to go with absolutely none of these for the current viral pandemic. Believing that this is what life will look like from now on is not only unsupported historically, it's just too depressing to even consider. No, instead, I would say that we've been taken out of our routine, and we were yanked out of it suddenly indeed. It is a credit to our society and to Americans specifically that a country as geographically vast and as varied as is our populace of 330 million could so drastically change their routine that they now largely stay isolated at home with their families, still work from there or go to a workplace if in an essential industry, have converted literally overnight to homeschooling 50 million children, at all times practice physical social distancing, have learned to wash their hands a lot, and in general have a new awareness of watching out for the other guy, as the Drive Safe commercials of the 1970s implored drivers to do. All of us have some sort of daily routine, from showering to exercise to work to meals to interacting with our children to evening leisure activities to bedtime. Some of us have routines that are very occupation-driven. I've spent some portion of every summer on Mid-Coast Maine. As the sun rises several days per week, often in thick fog, you will hear the deep rumble of the engines and then limited conversation of the lobstermen who are checking their pots right in front of our house. I'm not absolutely sure when these folks get up and then eat breakfast before heading to the dock, but I'm guessing it's in the 4 a.m. range at the latest. There's undoubtedly a routine for checking each pot in a certain order and making sure you're pulling only your own colored buoys, for rebaiting and lowering the pots, putting the boat to bed, offloading and storing the catch, live in the case of lobster, getting the catch to market, then prepping for the following day. Peter and Andrew had a routine before Jesus called to them to leave their nets and follow him. They were fishermen who rose early every morning, undoubtedly while it was still dark, to ply their trade day after day. For 3 years, they set that routine aside and applied a new one as they followed their teacher around Israel, absorbing his ways, listening to his teaching, and applying his parable lessons. Interestingly, although Jesus promised to teach them to be fishers of men, after his crucifixion and burial, they went right back to fishing on the Sea of Galilee, despite his promise to rise again, which he told them in plain language. Luke 9:22. Jesus finds them throwing their nets over the side of the boat, the wrong side, as it were, in John 21:6, only days later, right back in their old routine. But once they had seen the risen Lord, only then did they truly experience a new normal. Peter went on to preach the gospel throughout the known world and became the rock on which the church was founded. But Andrew also brought the gospel to what would become most of Eastern Europe, as well as Spain and Scotland in the West. When coronavirus plays out, when we have acquired enough immunity on our own or through a new vaccine, when rapid, accurate testing is available across the country, we too will return to our old routine. We will go to work every morning, shop in stores, meet at the water cooler, and talk about sports. Remember sports? Drop our kids off at school, exercise without fear of coming too close to another person, meet friends for lunch or dinner in a restaurant, and start to travel again. The world eradicated smallpox and did essentially so with polio, and did it with much less refined computing capacity and a far smaller knowledge base. God willing, we will stop this pandemic and be better prepared for the next bug, but we will return to normal. Recall, this devotional was written in April of 2020, and for a good portion of the world, we have returned to normal, or something close to normal, in April of 2022, even as we anticipate the possibility of another new variant. No, the new normal for believers occurs when they experience the freedom and peace and joy that accompanies their rebirth in Christ. Normal never looks the same for those whose guilt, whose shame, whose feelings of unworthiness are washed away like mud off of hands dipped in a clear rushing stream. We are reborn into a life with the Holy Spirit as an integral part, a life where we view things through a new lens. We can suddenly see that all men were created by God, that all could be brothers and sisters, and that all are just as undeserving, but in need of salvation, as we once were. Then our new normal includes sharing, by our attitudes and way of life, as well as our words, the good news. We share that best by lending a hand to those in need whenever we can, and by encouraging others that they can own the hope that we have by accepting the gift offered by a loving God through His Son. Even as you listen to this, 4 million Ukrainian refugees would be a good place to start. Nope, we may reap some benefit from a pandemic, learning the benefits of solitude, learning how it feels to help others sacrificially, learning the value of more time with the family, learning the value of slowing to take a breath. But social isolation, economic deterioration, and a mask every day is not the new normal. The old normal is coming back, just new and improved. Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Luke 2:10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. John 15:10. Your life will be richer if you take joy in the people whom you love and who love you back. The good news. I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 persons who need no repentance. Luke 15:7. We believe in a forgiving God. Take joy in that knowledge. The good news. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you abide with us as we work our way through this present hardship that alters our routine and seems never ending. But we rejoice in the knowledge that you are at the helm and sovereign, and our lives will return to something like they were, only kinder and more understanding of others. Let your Holy Spirit guide us so that we might share with others what a new normal really looks like once we accept the gift of salvation in Christ. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.